Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from the both of them every week. This week's show is dedicated to blocks of artists that I usually play and a few that I normally don't. But it's mostly up-tempo music this week. We are kicking off with a block from the one and only Ella Fitzgerald, the First Lady of Song, right here on New York Standard.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Hey. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-hi and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock a by your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Listen to the
mighty pale was standing by the sheriff's side. And when the sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Thank you. Wally back again in town was sitting by his sweetheart's side. And when his sweetheart said, "Come on, let's settle down," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Fingers up and down my spine, the same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, the same old tingle that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts its ride, darling, down and down I go, around and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. What can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the maid that fate had me created for.
it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pinch the wound with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey report, every average man you know must prefer this lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants or romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for a squab, a marine for a queen, a GI for his sweetie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too.
Like I said, the one and only Ella Fitzgerald right there. That was Too Darn Hot, live in Berlin, 1965, I want to say. And before that, we also heard from Live in Berlin, Ella Fitzgerald, That Old Black Magic. And before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald again, Don't Fence Me In. That is from the Cole Porter songbook. The reason, part of the reason I played that in particular was the fact that that album is recorded in mono. And I really wish that there were a way to go back and look at mono recordings, especially symphonic mono recordings, and somehow pull them apart and make them sort of stereophonic. I know that any attempt at that is phony, and unfortunately, my need to be authentic is far more important than falsifying, you know, a document like that. But yeah, I could just imagine the way those records would sound in stereo. And in fact, many of the songbook series that Ella did were in fact in stereo. So you do get that. The Cole Porter one was not one of them. And before we open the show with Lullaby of Broadway, I love that. It's from the Sing Sweet Songs for Swingers. Say that. You can see why I stumbled on those words. Sing Sweet Songs for Swingers. I love that album. I love that song on that album. It's for a jazz number, it's ripping. It's absolutely ripping. But almost puts you in mind of Mingus with some of those really gut-busting arrangements that he did. I love it. I love to start the show with it. I do probably of the 81 shows that I've done, I probably have started that shows with a dozen of them, probably. probably. Anyway, moving on, I wanted to, you know, as I say in my intro, I play a fair amount of Coltrane, I play a fair amount of Johnny Hartman, I play a fair amount of Duke Ellington, etc. But this was a time to do some deep cuts, some different tunes than I normally might play, and that's what I'm doing today. So this is from a John Coltrane compilation. It's a bit of a stretch to call it a Coltrane record, under the heading that it's a little different. Let's put it that way. It was a more of a compilation of the quote unquote Coltrane Bethlehem years, and that was a compilation of other artists who were also on Bethlehem at the time, and I play a song frequently from this called Tippin, which I love, and it's a great arrangement. It's a really powerful jazz song, but I wanted to play something different. This is a song called Midriff. You'll even hear the outtake. This is take two. We're going to hear two more Coltrane songs after this, but this is Midriff from John Coltrane and the Bethlehem Years on New York Standard.
Stand by. Midriff, take three.
One. Two, one, two.
Coltrane, My Favorite Things. I have not. It's funny. I had my iPod on shuffle. Yes, I still have an old school big ass iPod, and in fact, it's full. It is completely 100% full of 160 gigs of music. Anyway, just I don't know. A couple weeks ago, I had in it. I just put it on shuffle, and it came around to My Favorite Things, and I just said, When was the last time I played that bloody song? And it's not right. It's not right. So there it is today. And before that, Greensleeves. Those are my two favorite Coltrane numbers of all time. And again, the tune that you heard before that was it's kind of a stretch to call it a Coltrane number, but the Bethlehem Records group put it out as such, and so it's marked as such. He's on it. There's no doubt about that, but it's not a... it's not one of his solo years records from that you would confuse with what he did on Impulse or any of that. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that slice of Coltrane. It's a nice fat slice of Coltrane, if you ask me. The Greensleeves from the Africa Brass Sessions and My Favorite Things from My Favorite Things. That, to me, is one of the most... I think it's one of the best covers of all time because it technically is a cover. I realize that the entire standard songbook is loaded with covers, but it's a little different. Moving on. We are moving on. We are just in time for Johnny Hartman. Aren't we all just in time for Johnny Hartman? We're going to play two songs from the All of Me record. We're going to kick off with Blue Skies and then Birth of the Blues. And then we're going to hear some things from compilation that you might have heard. And then we're going to close out that segment with a little softer number from the record that he and Coltrane made together. But first, we have Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue, blue skies do I see. Bluebird singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Searching for a tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't have a thing to lose. Now this is how the blues really begin. They heard the breeze in the trees, singing the weirdest melody, and they played that as a part of the blues. Then from a jail came the way
frail, but they play them as a part of the blues. Then from a whippoorwill high on a hill, they took a new note. They shoved it through a hole until it was worn into a new note. And then they nursed it, they rehearsed it, and then they sent out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Hey, from that whippoorwill high on the hill, they took a new note. They shoved it through a hole until it was worn into a new note. And then they nursed it, yes, they rehearsed it, and then they Southland gave birth to the blues. That the Southland gave birth to the
side of life. Listen, you better pay attention to me. Start improving on your point of view. Tain't no use in being gloomy, then you'll be alright. When your honey wants to go to lover's lane,
10 to 1 you'll answer, no, it's bound to rain. And every time she begs you for a little kiss, you peck her cheek and say it's healthier to kiss like this. Worry bird, when you wake up in the morning, just forget that you're a worry bird and enjoy the world you're born in. I'm warning you now. Long face, you're wearing the wrong face. Hey, worry bird, with just a grin, you win thousands of new friends. They're bound to be true friends. Hey, worry bird. Take my advice.
When your honey wants to go to lover's lane,
life ain't true.
10 to 1 you'll answer, no, it's bound to rain.
Why don't you
and
turn
every time
that
she frown
upside
kiss,
down and smile at the sun?
Like this.
For when you smile, oh, what?
When you wake
life
up in
is
the
a
morning,
gay thing.
Just
the world is your plaything.
And enjoy the
don't worry,
morning.
Bird.
I'm warning you now.
Don't worry. Serenade melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade when I hear that lovely autumn serenade.
Thank you.
Our first ballad of the day, by far. I think we may have one more at the end. In fact, I know we've got one more at the end of the show. That was Autumn Serenade. It doesn't feel autumnal here in New York, but there have been a few moments over the last few weeks that I've been off air where I have felt a little chill here and there. It's perfect. But we are approaching September, so autumn is around the corner, no doubt. And that was Coltrane and Hartman, Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane. I was having a business meeting the other day with a woman out in New Jersey, and was in a coffee shop, and they had music playing on in the background, and they had Johnny Hartman piped in there, and I stopped the meeting for, I don't know, about 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and I said, that is my favorite male vocalist of all time. And that includes rock vocalists, or whatever. I mean, you know, you can get into the parsing of things, but at the end of the day, greatest male vocalist, in my opinion, that we ever had. And a tremendous interpreter, great balladeer, very good at up-tempo swing numbers, too, but really made his home in the as a balladeer. So we had Autumn Serenade, we had Johnny Hartman's Worry Bird from the Johnny Hartman collection. That's a collection that came out, gosh, it came out about 15 years ago. Hartman had gotten a bit of a resurgence about 15 years ago, and they reissued they reissued almost everything he ever put out. Then they reissued a compilation, and that's off that compilation. 47 to 72 is the name of the compilation. Also on that compilation is that version of That Old Black Magic that you heard. That was with Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra. And before that, we heard from the album All of Me, Birth of the Blues and Blue Skies. Well, moving on, back-to-back, Johnny Hartman and Nat Cole. Couldn't get any better, right? I'm going to play you two versions of Sweet Lorraine. The first version comes off of a compilation of albums or recordings called Hit That Jive Jack, and obviously a salute to the great song, but then it's called The Earliest Recordings, and it's a very early recording of Sweet Lorraine. And then we're going to jump ahead about 25 years and play a more orchestral version of Sweet Lorraine, probably the one you're more familiar with, and then a couple other tunes, but I'll back announce those. So we're going to start off the Nat set with Sweet Lorraine in tandem. Well, you know what I mean. Back to back. Right here on New York Standard.
Now I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy, boy, with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer sky. Oh,
When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile, oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, oh, oh, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. My baby's smile, ho, ho. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, ho, ho, ho. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away, ho, ho. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. But
now I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. My baby's smile, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Direct your feet to sunshine, silent street. Can't you hear the pit-pat of the happy little tune in your step? Life can be so sweet on sunshine, silent street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on red.
not afraid, because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold is at my feet on the sun side of the street. As Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. On the sunny side of the street.
Invite all the local big dogs. We'll laugh and talk and eat. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Today I'll go to market, buy up a lot of fish.
Well, that will thrill Brother Henry, cause fish is his special dish.
Get a large can of molasses.
Have something really sweet. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, cause Henry don't eat no meat. Henry is not a drinker. He rarely takes a nip.
He don't need a napkin,
cause the things he eats don't drip. Blip.
One day we had a banquet. It really was a bake.
They started off with short ribs, then finished up with steak.
But when the feast was over,
Brother Henry just kept his seat. And we served the bones to Henry Jones, cause Henry don't eat no meat. It was most proper, right down to demi-tasse.
From soup to lox and bagels, and pheasant under glass.
Class, we thought the chops were mellow.
He said his chops were beat.
Reet, we served the bones to Henry Jones, cause Henry don't eat no meat. He's an egg man, and Henry don't eat no meat. He loves a pullet. Henry don't eat no meat. A vegetarian. Henry?
Come in, Mother.
Soup song.
If you look that song up, if you look it up on the internet, you will see Mr. Cole and Mr. Mercer doing a version of that song. Now, I've not had the time during the show here to look that up. I just sort of pull some of these songs together randomly. But I'm going to look that up because the name of that song is Save the Bones for Henry Jones by Nat Cole. Now, Henry Jones, I wonder if it is the one and only Hank Jones, the amazing pianist who no doubt Nat would have known, probably would have been friendly with, if not friends with. And I can't help but wonder if there's a relationship there. I will look it up. The reason I ask about Henry Jones, Hank Jones, is that I went to his memorial service a little over 4 years ago. It would have been June of 2010. And I've referenced that here on this show a few times, service. I've never been to a more meaningful, I know that sounds funny, especially on today. I'm recording this on the day of what would have been my grandmother's 100th birthday. But I've never been to a more meaningful, maybe I say it this way, a more meaningful memorial service for someone I didn't know. Never met him, didn't know him other than his music. He played with Johnny Hartman. So I knew him that way, but I didn't know him. And died here in Manhattan, as I suppose I hope to do too someday. But Save the Bones for Henry Jones. I'm gonna look that one up a little bit and get a little backstory. I gotta know that there is one, and I wonder if it isn't related to Hank Jones being a vegetarian. So we'll see. Like myself. Anyway, before that, we heard On the Sunny Side of the Street from the Nat King Cole Trio record, The Complete Capitol Transcription Sessions. I went on a bit of a binge at the beginning of the summer and bought out pretty much all of the early stuff, because I have loads of the mid and late period stuff, but I didn't really have any of the early stuff of Nat's, and so that was part of it. And that also, we started off the set with that Sweet Lorraine. That also came off of that binge, if you will. And in there, we heard an instrumental, Sea Jam Blues, live at the Circle Room. I play from that record every once in a while, too. And then we heard, as I said, Sweet Lorraine from the more... I used the term symphonic in the intro. I wouldn't call it symphonic. It was just stereo, and the recording quality was better. It was on tape instead of a disc, so it was even better. Anyway, moving on from Mr. Cole, we are moving to Mr. Paul, as in Les Paul. We are going to start, we're going to play five, most of his tunes were shorties, two and a half, an awful lot of his songs were a minute and a half, 2 minutes, because he playing so damn fast, and presume he got tired, but yet lived to be, I mean, I saw him play when he was 92 or 93, I think. Anyway, we're going to kick off the Les Paul set with Green Champagne on New York Standard. Thank you.
spend your money and have some fun jumping at this article. Don't be late to start at 8, really, I know. We do it upright every Saturday night, jumping at the Zydeco. Gonna kill a cow and butcher a sow, stop and get Aunt Lou. Buttermilk and pottery shaw, we're gonna have hog crackling too. Got her on the red bonnet with a green ribbon on it, and away we'll go. Gonna spend your money and have some fun, jumping at the Zydeco. Butcher a sow, stop and get Aunt Lou. Buttermilk and a pottery shaw, we're gonna have hog crackling too. Got on the red bonnet with a green ribbon on it, and away we'll go. Gonna spend your money and have some fun jumping at the Zydeco.
Les Paul. Can you beat it? Can you beat it? If you can, tell me, and we'll beat it. That is Les Paul, San Antonio Rose. We heard before that the Carioca from Les Paul. Dry My Tears, Les Paul. Jumpin' at the Zatico, Les Paul. Green Champagne, also Les Paul. All of those came off of the Legend and the Legacy. The Legend and the Legacy recording. That box set probably came out 22 years ago. Very much while Les was still alive. He only passed away about 5 or 6 years ago, I'm guessing, to that effect. And I ended that set. Two notes about that set. Jumpin' at the Zatico. That almost sounds like a rock and roll number, honestly. And it sounds great. She sounds great. Les sounds great. It's a great up-tempo number. That it was a, I wouldn't say a new discovery for me, but because I've had that box set for years. But again, when you own so much bloody music as I do, you sort of lose sight of what's a deep cut. And it sounds crazy, but it's true. And then the other note about that set is that we ended with San Antonio Rose. From Les Paul, and we're going to start the next set from, people that know me today are always more than mildly surprised that I was raised in Texas. And the story is this: I was born in New Jersey. I was, when I was 7, we moved to Texas, and lived there from the age of 7 to 17, and basically moved back to the Northeast for college. There was a slight interruption in the mix there, but not worth for the bulk of my years, 7 to 17, I was in Texas, or really 18. It was about a month before my 18th birthday. So so I don't have a whole lot of remnants. I don't sound any more like I'm from Texas. If I go back there for any amount of time, my accent changes a little bit just from being around there, but not appreciably. And then I still have a deep affection for Tex-Mex food. I don't eat enough of it, although I eat enough of what I do get, so it's not like I'm starving here. And then probably the last thing is a strange affection for really good country music. Now, this does not include most of the junk that you hear on the radio today. I say most because some of it still is good. I do have a better than average appreciation for a mainstream talent like Garth Brooks, for example. Don't own any of his records, but I liked his music, and there was a thing about that. But he's probably the most mainstream of the country, quote-unquote country artists that I like. The rest sort of go down the line. Like Kelly Willis, her husband Bruce Robeson, Steve Earle, that ilk. So, and his wife, mind you, Alison Moore is a great talent and almost could straddle the line between rock and country, and in fact could be more of a traditional rock like belter type singer, but tends to live in that, in a nice little soft sweet spot, Alison Moore, and that is spelled M-O-O-R-E-R, Moorer, in case you wanted to look her up. Very much worth looking up, Alison Moore. But I also have a strange affection for cowboy swing, and it sort of fits into this as well. Into this show. And in fact, as I was going through my music, I was surprised that in the playlist that I have built, I've never played one single song from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. So I'm going to play 5 and make up for it. This is from an anthology that was put out about 20 years ago. I've owned it. I think I bought it shortly after it came out. It's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys anthology, 1935 to 1973. So we left off with San Antonio Rose by Les Paul. We're going to pick up with New San Antonio Rose by Bob Wills, and we're going to hear Steel Guitar Rag, Home in San Antone, Texas Playboy Rag, and Carina Carina. You're in for a treat if you like anything related to the South. This is probably the extent of anything that I will ever play to that end, mostly. This is Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys on New York Standard.
Here's Leon. Take it away, boys. Take it away. Everybody dance now. Swinging, Mr. Leon, swinging. Thank you. Domino, yeah.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care,
no.
Haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire.
Tell me.
I still have my home in San Antone.
Good old San Antone.
When I greet my neighbor with a how you all,
yeah.
I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne.
Uh-huh.
You can have your mansion or a cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antone.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, there's that boy again. With a Macallan. The last word is still. Oh, Jody. Come on, boy, fiddle.
Traveled o'er the country on my merry way.
Yeah.
Been in crowds and felt I was alone.
Oh.
When I feel like bragging, I just up and say,
uh-huh.
I'm a native son of San Antone.
Hey, way down in Texas, huh?
There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo.
Yeah.
Someday she's gonna be my very own.
Oh, your own.
And we'll buy a high chair
two high
in
chairs.
A year or so.
Yeah.
For our little home in San Antone.
Here's those boys again. The Texas Playboy Rag.
Thank you.
you been so long? Tell me, Corina, where you been so long? Ain't had no loving since you've been gone.
Oh, Corina. Yes, Leon, swing out, boy, swing out.
I love Corina, tell the world I do. I love Corina, tell the world I do. Just a little more loving, let your heart be true.
Heart be true, yeah.
Shining bright.
Don't let that happen no more, Corrine. Look out, Al. Yeah.
That was Corrine Corina from Bob Wills on the Texas Playboys. And before that, we heard Texas Playboy Rag, Home in San Antone, Steel Guitar Rag, and My New San Antonio Rose. That was a set of five songs by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And I guarantee you, the next artist, and I should make a point of saying that that may not be the entire extent of what I'll ever play of that sort of music. I sort of misspoke in the break there. If it's good music, I want to play it. I mean, that's the end of the day. Sometimes I've played rock acts on here. Sometimes I've played singer-songwriter acts on here. At the end of the day, I want to play good music. I like the idea of dedicating this show almost entirely to jazz, occasionally blues, swing, standards, etc. But that's a little bit of a wild card. Although, and when you listen to the music, it's not that far off of some of the Nat recordings I played earlier from Nat Cole Ella, not so much. But I also have a deep and abiding affection for early country. I love Patsy Cline. All of those artists from that era, even early Dolly Parton, Lyle Waggoner, Porter Waggoner, artists that sort of came from the roots. And I think I know what has happened with country music over the last 40 years. It was slow in the first 20 of those 40 where being a commercial success was a big deal, and then eventually it flipped over to the last 20 years. It's been a breakneck pace to sell more records and sell out, and it's that I have no interest in that. The other couple of artists that I would mention of this ilk would be Bill Monroe, the granddaddy of it all, in my opinion. There's no, without bluegrass, there's no country, but, and you could even say that Irish or Celtic music is the grandfather of all of that. But that's another story entirely. Anyway, let's rein it back in. Let's get back. I guarantee you when Mel Torme was still alive, up until about, I think around 8-10 years ago, I guarantee you he never said to himself, I'm going to follow Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Well, today he is. This is a nice, tight little shot of Mel Torme. We're going to hear two songs from the Duke Ellington and Count Basie songbooks record that he put out. We're going to hear a song from the Swing Schubert Alley record, and then we're going to hear two songs from the Torme Page Legendary Sessions, the Mel with the Marty Page Dectet. Really strong stuff here. So lay back and enjoy this. Here's a little Mel Torme on New York Standard.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, baby, I guess my mind's more at ease. Nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around anymore. Miss the Saturday dance. I heard the people crowded the floor. Simply couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around. But I visit the club, and I got as far as the front door. Everyone was asking about you, so I don't get around much anymore. Maybe I guess that my heart's in deep freeze. You got the key. Nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Life's one big drag without you. Don't get around. Don't get around. Don't get around. Don't get around much anymore. Oh no. Out to the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move way out to the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody who is always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we're gonna move away from here. I don't want no Iceman gonna get me a Frigidaire when we move way out to the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody who always hanging out.
every day. That's gonna stop that grocery boy, keep him far away. When we move way out to the outskirts of town, I don't want nobody who's always hanging around. It may seem funny, baby, funny as can be, but if we have any children, I want them all to look like me. When we move to the outskirts of town, I don't want nobody, nobody always hanging around. Oh no, be wise, be fair, be sure, be there. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet, she's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, no, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm and be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care when there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort. Thinking cat boy, 'cause if you don't look out, you will find that you are much too close for comfort. You're heading for a mishap, boy. The first thing that you know, she will have you up that old tree. She's too close for comfort. Too close. Absolutely sure, beware. On your guard, take care when there is such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for mother. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be fair,
Be sure, be there, behave, beware. She's too close for comfort now. By the Adriatic waters, Venetian sons and daughters are strumming a new tune upon their guitars. It was written by Aladdin, a gondolier who sat in his home out in Brooklyn and gazed at the stars. He sent his melody across the sea to Italy, and we know they wrote some words to fit that catchy bit and christened it the Piccolino. And we know that it's the reason why everyone this season is strumming and humming a new melody. Casino and hear them play the piccolino. Dance with your bambino to the strains of the catchy piccolino. Drink your glass of vino, and when you've had your plate of scallopino, make them play the piccolino, that catchy piccolino, and dance to the strains of that new melody. The piccolino! Heaven, I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Well, I love to go out swimming in a river or a creek, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. charms about you, the charms about you could carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing, out together dancing, cheek to cheek.
Mel Torme and the Marty Paich Dectet from 1956. Imagine that, 1956. Almost 60 years ago. We are but 2 years away from that being, having been recorded in 1956. Mel Torme, that was Cheek to Cheek. Before that, the Piccolino. Before that, we heard Too Close for Comfort from that Swing Schubert Alley record that Mel put out. And then we heard two songs from the Ellington Basie songbook, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and I'm going to move to the outskirts of town. Well, we are going to close this week's show from here. I'm going to close out with couple of ballads, a couple of up-tempo numbers with Frank Sinatra. I don't play a ton of Sinatra. It's not my... I still think that, as I've mentioned earlier, I think that Hartman's a far better vocalist. The downside to someone like Hartman is that he's limited in range. He's a bass and a baritone. And Sinatra was a, you know, pretty straight tenor. So there are limitations to that voice. And there are less limitations to being a tenor. So I tend not to appreciate Sinatra the same way as many do, because they don't put enough into the fact that his voice was what it was. And so we're actually going to close with three songs from the Capitol Years compilation, and then we're going to actually finish with something from the concert Sinatra. But up first, we are going to hear Almost Like Being in Love. And then we're going to hear I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. And then we're going to hear One for My Baby. And then Soliloquy. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Andre Archambault. And this has been New York Standard. Have a great week, everybody.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Almost like being in love. Just like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Quarter to three, there's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe, I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you gotta be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby, and one more for the road, the long, that long, it's long. He'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he turns out to be the spitting image of his dad, but he'll have more common sense than his puddin'-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the morning for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river, or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No
fat bottomed, flabby faced, pot bellied, baggy eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss, and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl? You can have fun with a son, but you've got to be a father too. A girl, she mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tintype of her mother. What a my little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls were meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of 2 and 3, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. Gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or die.